The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Steve Elkins manning the shotgun seat down there in Florida. And, you know, Steve, I've got other calls I want to go to. I don't want to leave the callers hanging. But I want to make a point. Mike and I were talking about this during the break. Okay. There's right and wrong. There's immutable truths, and then there's the big fat lies. Mm-hmm. In the world of politics, the most corrupt, dirty game that there is. And I said to Mike, I said, you know, people are looking, okay, this is the right thing to do. Well, in politics, you're dealing with some very low-life, sleazy people that are willing to do everything and anything that they can. Look at the theater surrounding Trump, January 6th. He's a misogynist. He's a this. He's a that. Never anything. If Trump was for it, the opposing political forces were against it. I mean, down here in Texas, they're taking donations to finish the wall down here in Texas. I mean, do we really need to do that when we got JoJo Biden and his slew crew up there looking for $5 trillion to do what? Fix the infrastructure? 5% of that money that they're asking for is actually for money to fix the roads and bridges and the infrastructure in this country. 5% of $5 trillion. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, people don't recognize. They're just charging ahead using their scale of their understanding of right and wrong, but they're not applying it to the real world of dirty politics. Trump learned that lesson.
Well, let me mention something here. We're talking about dirty politics. Politicians, the phrases they use, I have no recollection.
Yeah.
I have no recollection of ever having said that. I have no recollection. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another one is plausible deniability. Remember, we heard that from Biden on the pay-for-play scandal in China there, selling the influence to the White House. Plausible deniability. This is amazing that people actually sit down and saying, you know, I'm going to try to get away with this. But if they find out something or there's leading up to, like I said, if it leads, it bleeds, it's leading to me, I'll just simply say plausible deniability. I it seems to work, John. And it's very bothersome because I really don't have a whole lot of faith in politicians anymore.
Well, I think they're dog catchers. I don't either, because there is a reason. It was structured that you had to understand our form of government and your duties while performing as a representative of the people that elect
but
you
that
to
was
office.
That was at the time. See, here we see the transformation here. That was at a time that we referred to them, our representatives, as statesmen.
They had honor.
Statesmen had honor. They later mutated.
Not in my lifetime, buddy.
Politician.
Not in my lifetime. There were statesmen that I would consider to be statesmen, but I hadn't seen any in my lifetime. I saw politicians, and on a gradient scale. Well, this guy is better than the rest of them, but is he the right guy? Is he going to adhere to his oath to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic? How is that working out for us?
Not working good.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, just...
Well, we're playing look. That lesser of two evils, too. How many times you hear people saying, well, I don't like him, I don't like him. But I'll go with this guy here. He's the lesser of two evils. How many times do we hear that?
Tons of times.
Yeah.
And I just simply asked the question, who would you rather it had in the White House? Trust me, if it would have been Hillary Clinton, there would have been five years to the warm-up of the bombs are dropping on us right now. And they're not here to help you. Yeah. What I looked for Trump to do in his second uninterrupted term was, and he's a lame duck president at that time, this guy would have been elected for his second term, and I fully expected him to go after the Federal Reserve. I really did, which is at the heart of the manipulation and the problem here in this country. It's the money boys that want global government. It's the bankers that set this up. And I don't give a damn who you are. Trump was not a politician. His ego told him, I can handle these people. Well, he didn't understand the depth and the breadth of the people that either wanted to see him dead or out of office, disgraced, whatever the case. I've said this, and I'll say it again. As a person, Donald Trump, I don't like the guy. I didn't vote for Donald Trump because I don't vote in federal elections. But I really didn't like the guy. But did I recognize that he is going to do a lot more than, say, a Hillary Clinton is to give us a brief respite that we can organize and continue with? What are we doing here? We're trying to educate people. The thing that's going to bust these people's cheeks wide open is the unvarnished truth and the amount of people that understand what's really going on. And do you think this media manipulation is not part of that? It was necessary. They couldn't have done it with... Could you imagine? I mean, I learned about the Trump flotilla down in Fort Myers from One America News. I didn't see it on Fox. I didn't see it on Newsmax. I didn't see it on CNN. I didn't see it on MSNBC. I didn't see it anywhere else. One little lowly little network out there. Their only problem is they can't figure out the difference between Christianity and Judaism and how that's been all mucked up. But at least they're trying and they're putting out more information than these other guys. They're pushing the narrative. And what's going to help people that are throwing that bait in the water is how many people know what's going on and would support that. Wouldn't let anything happen to One America News. Hopefully, they wouldn't let anything happen to RBN. Right. The only thing, we're not asking you to pick up arms and go shoot people. We're not asking you to do that. We're just asking for a few lousy dollars a month so we can continue the education. Educated people cannot be fooled.
That's right. That's true.
But if the situation was reversed, that the media was out there competing with, well, who's going to bring up the biggest bombshell story? If they were really out there competing in the marketplace of ideas and information, holy hell, we wouldn't be necessary. I'd be retired right now. People, please, clear your minds, clear your hearts. I mean, who do I have up next? My screen went blank. John in Michigan. John, go ahead.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. And I think that this world could support everybody if everything was done properly and the resources we have were used properly, and that factors into where the hell we're in, what the hell we're in right now. And we can go back to, this is a spiritual thing, we're dealing with people, and now you may not agree with me, but that I think are satanic in their behavior. We have some groups right now complaining that the laws against abortion are now breaking up their good game plan of satanic ritual of child sacrificing, which I always thought these abortion clinics were, because the closest thing to heaven is a newborn baby or one that hasn't been born. And so why not get it right there and benefit of the power of controlling that life?
Well, let me, John, let me ask you a question. Because a lot of these people that you speak of don't believe in God. But how can they be satanic and be followers of Satan if they don't acknowledge God? And by the way, speaking about this good and evil thing, where did Satan get all of his power? He was a fallen angel.
That's right.
Right? So since when does a fallen angel become more powerful than the creator of the universe? These are questions that have nagged at me for years and years and years. And I have watched, and John, I'm not on an... Please don't misunderstand me here. I have seen people that profess to be Christians that will not make a move without consulting God, praying to God, praying about this, praying about that. And my response back was, okay, he left you the guidebook, the rule book. What else do you need? Sorry, he's got the rest of the universe to run, or whatever God's doing right now.
Well, John, your expose on your website at the top of the page, the elite and the Zionists, in there exposes how the churches were taken over by
sure.
the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds in the 20s and 30s, the World Council of Churches, and how these people have been educated and guided down a path that has total fallacy as far as what they're supposed to be doing.
But John, this is my point. They're quick to point out, the devil made me do it. That was a Flip Wilson comedy gag. The devil made me do it? No, we have choice. We have choices.
Well, we have most of these Christians, too, taking this inoculation with aborted tissue in it and DNA. So,
what did the family council come out and say? Oh, take the vaccine.
Right.
Wait a minute. They're out there and they profess that abortion and killing babies is bad, but killing babies in the mother's womb, the pregnant woman, is okay? I'm not cornering you. Please don't misunderstand me.
No, I know you have these feelings that I'm glad you're expressing. That's very honorable. I like it. And I'm just trying to paint a picture for people out there that are being blinded by what's really going on. Because Nixon asked Henry Kissinger back in the early 70s about population, supposedly. And Kissinger said, well, there's a lot of, in Africa, there are a lot of blacks, and so they developed a program, supposedly, a cancer program, which was HIV, which Fauci was majorly involved in.
Yeah.
And so this HIV, but before that we had the polio vaccine that had the monkey virus in it. And the Rockefellers, they're Satanists, they're evil people and don't like people, and you had Skull and Bones involved too. So I mean,
John, you just did it again. They're Satanists. They're devil worshippers.
Okay, I won't put a name. I would say they're bad people and do bad things. Just like if you beat a dog,
right,
a pit bull, they're going to get pretty mean.
I get that, and I understand it. All right. Anything else?
Yes. The building that supposedly was damaged, Florida, I've heard that John McAfee had an apartment there. Around his death, this took place, and that he had all these, secret things that were going to come out. So that might be why the FBI got involved and did their
to make sure that if there's anything left in that rubble, it up and disappears.
Right. Yep.
Right. Yeah. And one more thing. There is a history of HIV. It was the research by a gentleman named Boyd Graves, B-O-Y-D Graves. He's a black man that died of it. And he has a whole flow chart of HIV, and that's what's been put in, weaponized into this virus as a agent or some type of carrying part of the virus that everyone's so afraid of. But Boyd Graves has, this was back, I think he did this back in the 80s, and he's very... very researched, and Fauci's tied to it, the pharmaceuticals are tied to it, and these people are bad. I know that people, scientists, you have to keep doing things because that's what you're supposed to do, and I think they're all trying to play God, whatever God is in people's mind, but they have to keep going to the next level, and so this has all been going on for years, folks, and this is just another way. And now all these Christians are taking these shots, and they're all, you know, going to be better and good because they don't even know the people that are behind it are just evil people.
And either bad or good. And John, that goes back to my point about blaming everything on the devil. You know, I mean, look, the rule book was left. Can anybody argue with the rules? Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, in other words, lie. You shouldn't covet the neighbor's stuff, his wife, you know, that sort of thing. It is fundamental rules of a civilized society that adopts those principles and that was laid out. You follow God's law here and you can't go far wrong. But when it goes wrong, they blame it on the devil. No, I blame it on the failure of not following the rules.
The education system, dumbing everyone down perfectly.
Well,
perfect.
They also have no moral compass. Let's just say that. They have no moral compass.
Thank you.
That's the education system. Look at Mark Tucker's letter to Hillary Clinton in the 90s. It's all in there, what they were doing, and David Rockefeller and Hillary in the 80s, and Ira Magazine are developed this whole new system of how to totally get control of the next generation through education. So, gentlemen, that's, I'm sure, you know, a conspiracy theory. But God bless you both. And
thank you.
I just tried to share some information that some people might not be aware of.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the call.
Okay,
yeah, I don't want people to misunderstand me. You know, the tenets of Christianity, I hearken back to the story I had years and years and years and years ago with a stone-cold atheist. He did not believe in the devil. He didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in any of that spiritual stuff. But at the end of almost an hour-long conversation, he said to me, look, I can't argue with the Bible and its tenets. I can't argue with the rules that have been laid down. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not... He said, I can't argue with it. That is a good way for civilization and society to function. And I thanked him for that observation. He didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in the devil. And look, I just want to be clear about this. We have choices. First of all, do you know the difference? And Steve, you just mentioned it. Do you know the difference between right and wrong? Well, who did you learn that from? Your mommy, your daddy, your school teacher? Who? Your grandmother, your grandfather? Where? That came from someplace. That came from somebody. That has been eliminated. Morality and ethics, Steve, out the window.
Yep.
We got people, I don't know if you've seen the video. I was going to play it, but there's a couple of F-bombs that were dropped in there, and I didn't have the time to edit these out. And I wished that people that were doing videos, if they're narrating it, clean up your act. Why do you want to sink to the level of your opposition? You're going to become one of these days indistinguishable from them.
Yeah, there's a lot of good material out there, and they do such a good job, and then they mess it up by dropping that stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, now you've just kind of lost everything. You had momentum here. Now you just messed it up. So don't do that.
You know, I agree. Do you think Stu Peters is going to go on a tirade? I have been watching. People have been sending me clips about Alex Jones. Well, GD this and FU and blah, blah. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, this dude is out of control. He is out of control. Carol Asher, God love her. When she sees funky stuff going on in the network, she lets me know. She's an ex-nun. She doesn't need to hear that stuff. Every once in a while, I will play something within the context, and
That's
I will warn people.
I do the same also.
But it's getting frustrating, folks. I was talking to Mike. He says, you know, a lot of our longtime callers are now getting snarkier and snarkier. And I said, you know, what we need is another earthquake event style thing to refocus people because they don't know what to do with their energies. They're now turning negative. Or maybe it's the devil influencing them.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
By the way, Steve, guess who took over all of Rush Limbaugh's stations?
Who did?
Mr. Sean Hannity.
Give me a guess.
Mr. Sean Hannity.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, 658. He's on now 658 stations.
I could have seen that coming, yeah.
Yeah. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Yeah, hi, John. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Help me, Rhonda.
Hi, Steve, I sent you an article a couple days ago, and I know you had that. I listened to it. That was a great broadcast with the
Gary
yesterday.
Corsair.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But so I understand why you didn't talk about it. But I sent you an article, Undoing, it's from State of the Nation, mm-hmm. Undoing the mRNA vaccine. And so there is a way to detoxify detoxify the poisons in the mRNA injections. Did you see that?
I didn't yet. I'll take a look at it here.
You know, I
get a lot of emails, huh? Sorry, but I get a lot
Rhonda,
of stuff.
I think I might.
No, I know you do.
Rhonda, did you send it to me as well?
No, John, you don't. I'm not to be rude. No, I'm just teasing. I'm teasing.
I'll take a look
I should have sent it to you. This should be something that's on your cover page.
You know, Rhonda, I read about something about this, too, and I'm glad you brought it up, because somebody else sent me something else about detoxification. This wasn't you. If you sent me probably the same thing they sent me. And I'm still scratching my head trying to figure that one out because, well, detoxify. If you're talking about the graphene oxide buildup in your body, that I don't have any knowledge how that could be done. But the problem already lies in the hacking the DNA itself and changing and recoding the DNA. Mm-hmm. You can't unchange that. The toxin stuff, that's minor stuff compared
well,
to
you can, you
the
know,
hack of your DNA.
Steve, you guys, you can detoxify from everything. I mean, I just had a niece, unfortunately, who delved back into the drugs. And she went through 2 weeks of detox. So, you know, like hard drugs, you know, I don't know what it was. She wouldn't elaborate. But my point is that as long as you're breathing, you can detoxify from anything. And it's really, it goes into depth. And John, if Steve, you can send it to John, maybe he can put it on the cover page, but it's...
Well, there's even stuff on the web now, how to make your own hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay.
With organic grapefruit peels and organic, yeah.
Did you send me that email? Because I read
that. No, I didn't, but I have done that.
Okay.
And I, you know, there's all sorts of, you know what, God will not leave you hanging. He's the God of second chances with sin. With recovery, he's a forgiving God. I'll just say that. So if you've delved into this realm of believing that a man can heal you of anything, I will say this. No, he can't. But God can, through his creation and everything he gives us naturally, in like garden, and it goes into a lot of... the article I sent you, Steve, and John, if you could, I mean, I don't know if you're interested, but post it on your website, because you can detoxify from this garbage.
Okay. All right. Rhonda,
absolutely. And I will say one more thing, and I'll leave you with this, is I went to the grocery store. I took a break, went to the grocery store, and I had a really interesting conversation with a woman. She had a young girl, a young child. She's like 4 years old, and, you know, I'm always looking for ways to engage people, and neither one of those had a mask on. There were some mask wearers in the store, but I said to her, I said, I have to commend you for not having your child wear a mask. And she was kind of happy-go-lucky and good for her. And I said, are you a Christian? And she said, yes, I am. And I said, well, you know, there's a Bible verse, in Genesis, I can't recall which verse it is, but I said there's a Bible verse in Genesis that talks about how God gives you the breath of life, and why would you cover that up with a mask? I found out she was a nurse, but she's not working right now. And I said, how many of your family members have gotten the shot? And she said, all of them. I said, oh, my goodness, no. Right.
Well, you know what the CDC now, Rhonda, is saying? They're listing vaccinated COVID-19 deaths as unvaccinated deaths if they die within 14 days of getting the very same vaccine that is killing people.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean,
so what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you trust a man to save you when your creator that gave you the breath of life created you? Why would you trust a man over that? Anyway, so I told her, I said, go to State of the Nation, because as long as you have breath and God is the God of second chances, he will save you, and you can repent, you know, and make your pathway straight, if you will. But, you know, as long as you have breath, you can get rid of this garbage and change your ways. I'm just saying.
All right. Rhonda, thank you for your call.
Thanks. All right. Appreciate it. Okay, bye.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Nurse Hazel in Colorado. Hello, Nurse Hazel. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hello, John and Steve.
Hello.
Well, unfortunately, this homosexual governor here in Colorado mandated healthcare workers to get vaccinated. So now, I'm not going to mention our company, but sure. So we have until September 30 to get our first dose, and the second dose will be later than. I'm reading the policy. I can share it to you guys, but I just wanted this. I just needed some help if there's, because we get an option of getting a medical exemption and a religious exemption, because I'm already working 14 hours a day, and we're all burned out, because some of the nurses are, I don't know where they are right now, so probably they're quitting. And mm-hmm. So we have a lot of patients coming back with got the shot, and then they were positive for PCR test for COVID. Mm-hmm. So I'm filing a religious exemption for Steve. I don't know if there's anything that you can help me out to support my exemption.
You know, send me an email. Because, I've got a whole bunch of stuff. Send me an email. You got my email address, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Send me that, and I'll work with you here and see what I can help you out on, because I've got a plan what I want to use. And
yeah, because they're going to come after you one of these fine days, and they're going to give you the ultimatum. Either you take the shot, Mr. Elkins, or you're not going to work here.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. And
And I'm like, I don't care. You know what? This hospital, these hospitals, can they're going to go belly up. And when these vaccinated people come in, they need health care, and they're swamped, and they have no nursing staff. Think about that for a little bit.
Well, and when did the trend start, Steve, that, you know, we don't have real medical doctors running hospitals anymore. We have administrators. You know, this guy could have been working for Dairy Queen last
month. Since when are we putting all our trust into politicians on health matters? They're not doctors.
Oh, God.
They have no medical knowledge whatsoever, and they're determining decisions on your health.
Look what your Department of Health for Florida is doing now. Now they're mandating and threatening fines. Your Governor DeSantis said, hey, no masks, no vaccinations, whatever. But yet, in the very same state, you got the health department coming out and saying, yes, it's going to be mandatory. You either do this or... I mean, it's insane.
It is insane. And I said, the only thing we can do is, in healthcare, it's impossible to say, you can give your notice and say, I'm giving you 2 weeks' notice. You can put them in that kind of situation that you're going to have shortages. I would not walk out on a patient. I would not walk out on people who depended on me. But law enforcement, fire departments, and people in healthcare, we can't just simply walk off the job. But everybody else can. Everybody else in a field where you're not directly taking care of somebody,
Hazel,
somebody relies on
Hazel,
you.
Hazel,
you can walk out.
You kind of touched upon this a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, I have seen county sheriffs out there. They're being inundated with people that want a job with their department because they're standing up for the Constitution and the people. These people aren't disappearing. They're just extracting themselves from this situation, and they're looking for other employment. But, you know, what Steve said here about these hospitals going belly up, they're still getting the money from the federal government. If that money is cut off, you watch what these hospitals do. Because
when people start dying, though, and they get too many people coming, and they don't have enough health care to take care of the patients coming in, John, they are in serious trouble. It's over.
Yeah.
There's no way they can say we have a surge of patients coming in right now, and then we should think about telling a nurse, you either take it or you get fired. That's putting a gun to your patient's head. Because they won't have the staffing to take care of these people. You know what? And you should, as a nurse, refuse an unsafe assignment. You know what your ratios are normal on your floors. If somebody says, oh, well, you normally take care of 4 patients on a floor, you are now going to have 10. You tell them to take a hike. Because you're not going to be able to take care of 10 people effectively and give them the care that they need. You're a hazard. And actually, the lawyers will come after you now. When something goes wrong of one of those other 10, because you have 10 instead of 4, they're going to sue you. They're opening you up for liability now for lawsuits. Don't go there.
Don't allow them to have control and power over you.
Yeah. You stay with your ratios.
Hazel, I got loaded phones. Anything else?
Gotta go.
That's it. I will just send the email so you guys can help me out. Thank you so much, guys, and take care.
You got it.
Thank you. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, guys. Good show. And your previous caller took some of what I wanted to talk about. But my reason for calling was I read an article how California is already suffering because they've lost a lot of nurses and doctors, and they can't even attract some of the traveling or fill-in nurses because of the same vaccine mandates.
Yep.
And this repeats. I can see where the medical industry could be set back for decades, if not destroyed forever. If people need something to get focused on, John, like you mentioned, this sure as hell seems to be a pretty good subject for that matter.
You know what, Wayne, I've come to the conclusion there's too much gone wrong and people are so divided. You know, I've been thinking about this today, and I can't chase this thought out of my head, that there are so many people out there with their own wish list, their own little bucket list that they want to see completed. We have not decided what the greatest threat to us really is. Because it's going to be a new threat coming at you in a new way tomorrow or next week or next month. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, I've said this before. Well, you know, I can do a podcast. There are millions of people in this country doing their own little podcast. Now, if you got a million podcasters out there and they all have 100 people, what is that total up to? They're not coming here to this network to interact live with a larger audience. No, They're doing their own little thing because that chord strikes them. We as a country cannot focus because there is so much wrong. We can't focus on one single thing. My theme, you know what my theme, Wayne, has been for 33 years? It's the bankers. Who's doing the COVID crap? Who's doing the world's manipulation? Who wants the new world order? Who wants 75% of the population dead? But, you know, I can say that till I'm blue in the face. And then people will come up with, well, you know, they're going after the Second Amendment. You know, these are all topics, Yeah, I get what you're saying. But there's, I think it's got to come to the point where so many people in this country understand that they're being lied to, that they will look at what they're being fed on a daily basis with a jaundiced eye. And that's one of the maxims. Hold on one second, Wayne. Let me make this point. And I think what the issue is here is there are too many people left in this country. I don't think that they don't give a damn because, you know, even a lefty gives a damn if they don't have any food on their table or they can't pay their rent or they can't afford a gallon of gas to put in their car. They can't afford the payment for the car. The same things are affecting everybody. It's just a different political approach on it. But what we see going on is not enough people have realized that they have been lied to, not just on this issue, but many issues. And we're too divided. Get 100 people in a room and ask them what the hell the major problem is. But don't let them listen to other people because they'll gravitate. Well, yeah, okay, well, I thought it was it, but I'd go with that guy over there. No, get 100 separate opinions, put them back in a room. And then just go down the laundry list. Okay, well, Mary, you said this. Frank, Sam, you said that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, like I do agree, all roads lead back eventually to the banking elite trying to do, their whole, world domination because, they tried to destroy the police, small business, the education system. Now they're tuned into the medical system and the military. And I guess a question in my mind is, Steve has any feedback on this, is why doesn't there seem to be any major legal efforts to sue or stop these CEOs or board of directors who are forcing doctors and nurses to make a life and death decision to save their jobs under threat, duress, and coercion? I'm not a legal scholar.
That's a great question. That's a great question, and I can answer that, is because not only are they leaning on the physicians by holding their licensure over their heads, they're also doing the same thing to the legal profession.
Yep.
If you don't follow the rules, you don't follow this agenda here, we'll strip you of your legal license. You won't practice law anymore. And there's no lawyers that are willing to risk their careers on this. Unfortunately, there's nobody with strength.
The
only one who's really outspoken, yeah, I've got to say, who's an attorney, is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for the Children's Health Defense. He's about the only one that really is tackling this issue.
The Kennedy they forgot to kill.
Yeah.
Anything else, Wayne?
And that makes a lot of sense because in Michigan, when lawyers wanted to come to Trump's defense, they were all threatened with their bar cards, their bar
license.
That's
exactly right. Yep.
And this is a power game, and it's one of coercion and threat. It's not the difference between what is right and what is wrong. It's what's expedient for me. Do I dare stand out? If I stand out, what are they going to do to me? They're going to lift my license to practice or do whatever. What are they going to do with my family if I pose a greater threat? This is on a lot of people's minds, but they don't understand that it is in the numbers.
Yeah.
When
Absolutely.
That happens, they have lost control.
Hey, one quick question, I'll get off. Steve, do you see this being maybe a long shot now, but is there a possibility this could be a big ruse to bring in more foreign doctors and nurses to fill the gap and then again, come in at a much lower wage and make these hospitals more
I'll
money.
Be honest with you, that would be a bad, bad move because most of the foreign doctors I have come in contact with were very poorly trained. I wouldn't
I'm
want
sure.
them taking care of me. You're going to have a higher death toll still because of medical mistakes. Here, we have medical mistakes. What was the number of medical mistakes every year? 145,000? That's probably a low ball number. It's much higher than that. I put at least twice that. And I have caught mistakes. I have caught serious mistakes from foreign doctors, Indian doctors. And I've gone head to head with them. And I said, you're making a mistake. You can't do this. Well, I want you to do this. You need to do this. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get you fired.
Well, hey, go for Steve, it. Years ago, I injured myself at GM. And they sent me to their company doctor. And one day I walked into this guy's office and he's acting a little strange, like he's intoxicated. And I looked at the corners of his mouth and there's this white crusty stuff. And I'm looking at this guy and I'm thinking, he's writing his own scripts for downers.
Yeah.
You know, and here's a guy that his job is to, you know, he's being paid by the company and the company's position is to get me back to work as fast as humanly possible. Don't let him out here collecting this workman's comp stuff. Let's get our doctor after this guy. Yeah. And I looked at this guy, I said, I don't know what kind of report you're going to write up. I said, but I looked at him and I said, you write anything negative or report. And that this was not a threat. I was telling the guy outright. I said, if you push me faster than I'm ready to go back to work and I have further injury, I said, I'll report you to the medical association for being a drug addict. Yeah. The guy's face almost melted off of his skull. I was never asked to be seen by another company doctor, by the way.
Let me add to this.
Steve, I can respond. Steve,
hold on a second. Let me add to this something to this, because this is really important. What's really important, I can tell you right now, what's really important in medicine is communication. Communication and decimal points with medications. I kid you not. Those are the two most important things in being able to carry out your medicine. I've called doctors in the middle of the night for orders that I could not understand. Language is so important. Communication is so important. Do you know how many times I'd say, I can't understand what you're saying. Could you please repeat it? And you ask them two or three times, and they get very angry and shut down the phone. Or I said, please come in. Come in and write the order because I can't understand what you're saying. Communication and decimal points, very important in medicine. And if they start bringing in a bunch of foreign doctors, you're going to have that same problem. You're going to have a lot of death caused by those problems.
These are business people now. If they're willing to let the quality of care already suffered by driving off, you know, experienced doctors and nurses, to me, they're going to make a business decision and say, well, we're going to have some collateral damage, but let's bring in the cheaper people. So
well,
I'll get off.
Amen.
All right. Thank
amen.
You, Wayne. I appreciate it. That's an interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
That is an interesting point.
Yeah. Well, it is a business. So, yeah, maybe. But it's going to cost them more in legal cost. You think about it. So you make a business decision and you don't balance it right and you end up having more lawsuits, so you're not making any more money with the cheap labor.
They're actually
costing you.
The unemployment, the extended unemployment benefits, I think ran out today. And I don't know what the Democrats are planning to do here, but what do you want to make a bet? That people start going back to work, we're going to have an end to our supply chain problems.
Well, I don't know. They got a boatload of ships, cargo container ships in Long Beach are just sitting out there wanting to get in. And they don't have people to unload it.
Well, then that's
a problem.
People
yeah.
are sitting home collecting unemployment, and many of them, not all of them. I mean, if people were making $40 an hour, mm-hmm. the unemployment benefits don't come close to that, covering that $40 an hour job or whatever it is. But you just illustrated my point. They don't have enough truck drivers.
Nope.
They don't have enough of
trains.
This. They don't have enough of
trains.
That. Yeah. So you cut off the unemployment. People going, okay, well, how am I going to eat tomorrow? Well, I guess I got to go to work. Oh, okay. Well, what did you do in your job? Well, I was working in supply. Oh, yeah, okay. You'll see a lot of these problems up and disappear. These are self-inflicted wounds.
Well, they are, and they're using it to control people too for shortages. I mean, we got more shortages coming.
Yeah,
we haven't seen the worst yet. The economy is going to implode here very, very shortly. This is going to be what, number five or number six? Five, I think. For you are going to see the worst retail Christmas ever in all history coming this December.
Any day now, I'm expecting to see Christmas commercials. Yeah. They keep moving it up and moving it up. Sally in Homer, Alaska. Hello, Sally.
Hey, John. I'm so proud of you guys.
You disappeared, Sally. Sally?
Yes.
You're intermittent here. Are you on a speaker box of some sort?
Yeah, I just, am I better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Better.
Okay. I have medical and religious reasons to do it, but I'm just an 11th generation American who's really pissed, and I wouldn't. Have you heard the news that Pfizer, now that the patent for ivermectin has run out, Pfizer is going to start producing it?
Well, I wonder why
I wonder why they wouldn't touch anything any of those guys did.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of, you know, deworming to do of the of cats and dogs. Maybe we got to deworm the politicians up in Washington. Maybe they all need to be on ivermectin. What do you think, John? They need to be dewormed.
Okay. Now let's see. My line is drawn in the sand. I'm 74 years old. I haven't been vaccinated or jabbed. I haven't even been tested. I figure I've bit my nails for so long. I'm probably with all the crap I picked. I probably haven't got natural immunity for a lot of stuff. My line in the sand is the Constitution stands. My self-defense stands. And no mandate for this crap.
But Sally, you're now starting to see the argument come forth. The argument is...
I've been listening to you guys for years. I've been understanding, and I love you for it. You're my news guys.
But you're also recognizing the tyranny of government now using medicine. You also recognize that more than ever. More than ever. The tyranny now.
The argument that's now being put forth is, well, we don't want government mandated anything. It should be the choice of the individual based on the information they can gather. What? Why can we not? Did we look at John Wayne Gacy and say, you know, well, he had a bad childhood and he had a bad day, you know, whatever. No, the guy was committing grisly murders. Okay? He's a murderer.
Yep.
The people that are producing these vaccines that are killing people and sterilizing women, pregnant women, people that are dropping dead, this, and they know this, and I would not say this if it was just a fluke, because everybody makes mistakes, but they know exactly what they are doing and what they are pushing.
Yep.
Let me remind the listeners real quick here. Of the FDA-approved huge mistakes that have caused death in the past, okay, let me remind you of some things. There's one called FenFen. Remember the whole FenFen thing where people are all overweight? Mm-hmm. They wanted to lose weight. They went on FenFen. Well, it caused heart valve problems, pulmonary hypertension, all kinds of problems. Terrible drug. It was approved by the FDA. Let's talk about thalidomide. Okay, it was used for nausea and vomiting with pregnant women, and the birth defects that came about, short extremities. Okay, that's a huge failure. Vioxx, another COX-2 selective non-steroidal inflammatory, causing all kinds of heart problems.
How about the purple pill?
Taken off the pill, yes. So years and years and years of trials on these medications that were approved by the FDA. They weren't by warp speed, by the way. And so I'm supposed to have faith in 8 to 10 months of trials, of which, by the way, killed the animals that they trialed them on. I'm supposed to have faith in that?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to say my body, my choice, if it applies to a woman with the fetus, then it applies to me because this is experimental gene therapy. I want no part of experimental because you are the lab rat in this one, baby.
Sally? Yeah.
Well, it put the whistle off when they said, well, you can just do a child that you've just given birth to. You can have an abortion. Give me a break. You know, and I was for choice, but my line is in the sand and the rock. I'm done with this. And
good for you.
I need your email so that I can get help where I have both medical and religious exclusion.
Steve?
I've had some scary
Answer her because I'm going to let her go because of her bad phone connection.
Yeah, contact me. Off the beaten path, steve@gmail.com. Contact me, okay?
Thank you, Sally. Thanks, God, Sally. Does she have a high hill around her? Can she get a parabolic dish that'll focus those cell tower waves? Okay, Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, you know, talking about hospitals and what's going on, that's why it's very important, and Al Whitney used to stress this, is when you go in and you fill out that sheet they have you fill out when you or one of your loved ones is going in.
And, yeah, right.
You need to read that carefully and cross out what you don't agree to.
Agree.
Because
agree.
Otherwise you're giving them carte blanche. But I heard Darren Weeks say that they were the place he works for was mandating vaccines, but he was able to get a religious exemption, and he is willing to share that what he used with other people. And he works, I believe he works for TV.
Yes, he
station.
Does.
I'm not sure if it's
and,
public.
And he's probably due to retire because Darren Weeks was flipping through the satellite, came across Republic Radio International years ago, started listening to the network, and then became a host.
Yeah.
I miss Darren Weeks. I miss him a lot.
Oh,
I wish he'd come back on the network.
Steve, I heard Dr. Tenpenny late last week.
Sherry
Tenpenny, yep. And she and a bunch of other people are trying to get a foundation or something that they're going to help people bring their lawsuits. But she said if, you know, she also wants to get a separate thing, foundation, and actually buy a health care system. She was saying there's one for sale somewhere in southern Missouri right now. I can't remember if it was east or west, but I mean, she's talking about, you know,
you
people all need to gather together and just, you know, start providing real health care.
Yeah, well, I can tell you the only one that I know right now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. filed a lawsuit against Pfizer Corporation for fraud and harm being caused by their vaccines, which are not vaccines. So this guy's got pull, and I'm really rooting for him. Actually, I called his hotline there, and I left a message. I haven't got a word back. I wish I could, but he's a busy guy, and I'm not that important. So, he's good to have him in the corner right now. We need to have this guy in our corner. He's doing a great job, and he's bringing attention, and he's got the clout. He's taking the lawsuits out there now.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I hope more people do the same.
Sherry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. The only problem I have with all of this lawsuit stuff, the handmaidens of the administrative state, be you a prosecutor, a defense attorney, whatever you are, we're down to the very same people that are making money off of all of this turmoil.
I know.
Steve Elkins, thank you so much, my friend. And please.
You're welcome. Going back to the beach now.
Please, on Mondays, can you have your phone on? Or do I got to call your wife to have her remind you?
You know what? I should give you that number. So
yes,
you
should.
I probably should do that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, but I was going to let you volunteer that. That would be great.
All right.
Thank you, folks, for being here. Back tomorrow at another edition of the National Intel Report.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.